Yael, you know how everyone assumes that venting anger will make it go away?
Well, everyone knows bottling up your feelings is bad.
Wrong. Studies show that expressing anger just increases aggression. In one experiment, participants who hit a punching bag to relieve frustration were more likely to lash out later than those who sat quietly for 2 minutes when they were feeling peeved.
But Don, you're talking about the short-term effects of venting, and...
You see, when you hit something, it primes you to think aggressive thoughts, and that in turn makes it more likely that you'll interpret ambiguous situations as hostile ones.
But that's the short term.
There is little laboratory evidence supporting the idea that expressing anger is cathartic. In fact, some scientists suggest that the reason venting anger makes us feel better is because we're told that venting anger will make us feel better.
Don, you're not listening. That's the short
term. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Releasing frustration helps because we believe it helps.
Will you just listen to me?
Sheesh, what did I do?
You're talking about the short-term effects of venting. In the long term, venting can be useful, especially if you do it right.
There's a right way to vent?
Yes. Venting can be positive if you're aware that you're venting and you don't lash out at people who have nothing to do with the source of your frustration. For example, you shouldn't yell at your kids because you had a bad day at work. But it is okay to express anger at that coworker that keeps...
Cutting you off.
Don!
Sorry. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Edward Hurt in psychology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.